Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am sorry I am late to the table today. I had computer problems. I couldn't get my computer on. It was freaking me out. So I'm late. I got it to work. What are we going to do if our computers go down? I mean, we are like dead ducks in the water. Can't do podcasts. Can't do sales. Can't get information out to you guys. And that's something that we got to think about, because that could be an issue. Today, I saw something a little alarming, and I saw, now I haven't verified this because I haven't been to the store today, but I did see where there are some limits on food that Walmart, Costco, and Kroger are allowing people to buy. In this particular article that I saw, it was a limit of two, and it had to do with baby food, something else, and pet food. I can't remember what that third one was. But yeah, I don't know if this is just, there's been kind of a calm and now we got to have more hysteria. I don't know. But I would say this. At least have 2 weeks to a month's worth of dog food on hand for your dogs. I don't know if it would get any worse than that. But I'm hearing from customers who, due to prices going up, maybe they can't afford to buy it all at one time. But what's happening is they're sort of in that crack, in that crevice of not having the supply in, and they're out of dog food. Now, hopefully you have a dog that can eat all blends and all models. This is the problem for folks who have kind of fallen into that my dog can only eat this, or haven't fixed the gut, because then you get rabbit holed, and when you need rabbit, we don't have it. Okay, so you don't want to do that. See, there's still a lot of gaslighting going on. Do you guys know what gaslighting means? Because I think it happens in our industry all the time. So gaslighting is telling a narrative, saying a narrative over and over and over again, confidently, so that you buy into that narrative. And it could be fear tactics, it could be misinformation, it could be a lot of stuff. Just like I heard from someone today who has a 10-year-old cat, and they were going to give them the rabies vaccine because they were told that, now this is what doesn't make sense. They were told that their dog, now they're talking about a cat, but they were told that if their dog got or bit someone, that they could just, euthanize him right then. You guys, that is not what happens if your dog bites someone and they don't have a current rabies vaccine. They're not going to kill your dog right then. All right. What they're going to do is quarantine them. And there are some sites that are certified quarantine facilities. Neely Piazza at Happy Trails in Loveland, she manages one, and they are quarantine certified. Okay, so they would hold your dog and make sure they don't have rabies, and they don't. And then they're going to say, well, you need to get rabies. And they probably will make you get a current rabies vaccine. But they're not going to kill your dog right then. So anyway, that was the narrative, and that's what she was told. And I said, yeah, no, that is not the case. All right. Now, if you've got a dog that's attacked a lot of people, and I will even say then, I'm not sure that in my mom's neighborhood, actually her next door neighbor, they have an aggressive dog. And this dog next door has bitten three people in the neighborhood, and they still can't get anything done about this dog. So you tell me what is going on, right? I don't know. Maybe we have bigger fish to fry than worrying about these little rabies tags out there. They're still trying to, you know, force the mask mandates on the planes. But today I heard that that is maybe going away because I had to fly and I have not flown. I will tell you, I have not flown since this came out. And you can tell it's wearing on people. It's wearing on the airline attendants. It is wearing on people. They are ready to be done with it, as are the president and CEOs of the airline company. So we'll see what's going to happen there. But anyway, just wanted to talk to you a little bit today about where you are mentally really plays a huge role in how you provide for your pet. So if you are told, oh my gosh, you've got to get this shot because if you don't, they're going to kill your dog. Yeah, you want to take that information and do more research. Find out if that's actually true. If someone says you need grains in your dog's food because it's good for their heart. Really? Where'd that come from? And why would it be good for their heart? What's in a grain that would be good for a dog's heart? I think heart would be good for a dog's heart. Turkey heart, duck hearts, chicken hearts, bison hearts, beef hearts. All right. That has a lot of taurine in it. And then you've got your animal proteins where they have the amino acids where they are going to make the taurine for their hearts. So I don't believe that grain, I would take that with a grain of salt is what I would take that with, a grain of salt. I was listening to Dr. Thomas Cowan. He has these weekly webinars that you can sit in on. And they're talking about all types of health, right? He's with the Weston A. Price Foundation, and they really do great research. And he was talking about these cats that they have, because they, where he is, he has a ranch, a little ranch, maybe it's a community ranch, I think, and they have sheep and they have chickens and they have all types of little animals there. And he was talking about these kittens being born and how amazing animals really are, how the mother cat was moving these four kittens to different places so that they would be safe. And he said it was totally amazing to watch what they can do. You wouldn't even think that they'd be able to move four kittens into a little tiny space that's up in a loft somewhere, right? Totally secure, or down low. She moved him like up and then down. It was amazing listening to this story. But he was talking about what they feed these cats. And he said, we feed them all types of raw items. And it was funny because they were talking about cats, right? So they were saying, we do steak and we do chicken and we do turkey and lamb and just all these different raw items. And he was talking about how healthy they are living in a barn, eating raw food, hunting the rest of the time. And he just said, we as human beings have really messed up health for our pets and ourselves by some of the narratives, some of the gaslighting, some of the things that we believe. So I thought that was very, very interesting. If you guys have never listened to Thomas Cowan, you want to do that because he's really, really great. And C-O-W-A-N. And the Weston A. Price website is a great website for people's health as well. So I always think that people's health and pets' health go hand in hand. Like I say, we've got a lot of carnivores in our customer base. Carnivores. Yes, we have those. I meant to say vegans. And they know that dogs are not vegans. Although there is a narrative that's coming out that says dogs can be vegans. I don't know about that. I want to see that. I don't really want to see it, but I guess I'm going to have to see it because you've got to look at it if you want to know the truth. I don't see how that can be possible, but there's some people out there pushing it, but they push a lot of stuff. I mean, come on, the raw hides that you see, where was I? It was somewhere traveling, as I was traveling last week. And I was in a, like a come and go or one of those stores. And, but it was kind of a unique place. It had a lot of pet items, right? And, but they had raw hides. They had, which are super dangerous, right? The chemically treated raw hides. Then they had the roasted bones. So they had a lot of stuff that's not good for the pets. But they sell the heck out of them, right? Because everybody likes to treat their dog and give their dog something, and they feel good about doing it, but they're not good for your animal. So my point is, not everything that's being sold on the market has anything to do with health or for the good of people. It's for the good of the money. Cha-ching. Yeah, that'd be it. So lots of calls coming in about dogs itching. Look, you got allergens, molds, pollens. We need to get your dogs on a good species appropriate diet and a good probiotic and a good omega 3. We've got all of those in our supplement section. Got to support the body through this, if at all possible. If your dog is not ripping their skin off to the point of bleeding, let's try not to go pharmaceuticals. Ooh, is whispering kind of creepy now? Yeah, they've made whispering creepy. So I apologize for whispering. Yeah, but we don't want to put more toxins in the body so that we further damage the gut and we further prolong allergies where they can't fight them off, right? I hope that we're making these connections in your brain. Those neural connections are happening that says toxins, not good. Now, I'm going to agree that there are times when antibiotics are necessary, but they need to be the antibiotics that are specific for that bacterial infection. Okay. There are going to be times when pain meds for your dogs are going to be necessary. Those are NSAIDs. You know, and let me finish that thought. NSAIDs have a lot of side effects. But if you have a 15-year-old dog, even a 10-year-old dog, and they are in pain all the time because they have an old injury or something is, you know, they've got really, really bad arthritis or something like that. I think Dr. Jacek and I would both agree that, yeah, that would be the time to do pain meds. And Dr. Jacek and I were talking, and what is that protocol? Well, you could do a low dose and see if that makes your pet's life better. If they're more willing to get up and they don't look like they're in total pain every time they're moving. One of the things that Dr. Jacek suggested was that on days where maybe they're taking a walk, probably not going to be doing big hiking if they're in that type of situation, but let's say that they're in a lot of pain, you can up that dose on those days. So it does come down to quality of life at that point in time. I'm not big on saying you can never do, you know, antibiotics or you can never do pain meds. I just see that those are used as a Band-Aid and then the real problem is never addressed. But we don't want to see animals in pain either. So there's a line there. There's a fine line there. And I think you would know. And then I think you would want to talk to someone that is either a Rita Hogan type, who canine herbalist, Neely Piazza, who's a pet nutritionist, Dr. Todd Cooney, or Dr. Judy Jacek. Any of these people can really, really counsel with you on what is the best, the most proven, the least medication with side effects. That's really what we want to look at. All right. So tomorrow I'm going to be having Julianne Lee from Adored Beasts, I wanted to talk about cruciate tears. We have a lot of those in dogs. We have some great supplements for that, but I want you to hear what she has to say about why she believes those are caused by a certain disease. And disease, should I say that? I don't know if I should say. By a certain, how do I say this? Why she thinks that dogs get cruciate tears. 70% of the dogs. Why is that? And how do we stop helping that number go up? There's a lot of things that you can do, especially for the very agile dogs, you know, your Aussies, your dogs that are out there in running around, you know, doing agility. And certainly the Germans like mine, who, or my youngest one, who just, she just runs and runs and runs and runs and runs, right? Slides for the ball and all that jazz. So let's tune in tomorrow for that talk. I did want to say one thing. When we played the part about the dental care for the coconut oil and the probiotics, I had a customer email me and say, what's the ratio of coconut oil versus the probiotic? And for a small dog or cat, it was 1 teaspoon of coconut oil and 1/16 teaspoon of the Love Bugs probiotic. If you have a larger dog, you may need to use 1 tablespoon of coconut oil. All right, so that's the difference there. If you wanted to know, that was actually for the ice cubes, I think, too. So you could put the water in, you know, so it freezes, put the coconut in, and then also the probiotic. Now, if you're making a paste with it, without the water, Julianne Lee said, you don't even need to let that coconut oil become liquidy. You know, keep it chunky. It's fine, chunky. Gives you a little bit more oomph on the fingers when you rub it on your fingers and then rub it on there. On their teeth. Okay. So a couple of tips from that podcast that we did. I didn't realize that that recipe wasn't there, but that's what it is. And you always want to follow what's the dosage amount for your dog on the bottle. Okay. Adored Beast always has those amounts. All right. If you have any questions that you would like answered here at the Raw Dog Food Company, you can always email us. Remember, I have a button there that says I'm overwhelmed. We always like for you to give us as much information as you can, what's going on with your dog. And remember to include all of the pharmaceuticals and all the medications, because they do have issues that go with them. Someone asked me today, they said, you know, I got a rabies shot for one of my dogs. And 5 months later, this dog has developed congenital heart disease. And now I'm giving this dog 3 pills a day at $100 a month. And the question was, do you think these could be related? What do you think I said? Oh, well, I could give you 65 different ways that might be related. So anyway, if you would like information about how to get on a species appropriate diet, I'm just going to tell you right now, it doesn't matter where you start. I don't think anybody watches that video on the website that says it doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't. It doesn't matter where you start, as long as it has all the components in it, meat, bones, organ, and fat, which is everything except for the ones that say they're boneless or no organs. And that's few and far between. But everything else is great. PMR is a little bit higher fat, a little bit higher bone content, maybe a little finer ground bone. The HVMs, healthy variety mix, you guys know this is barf, except I don't say barf because our fruit and veggie content is way lower. It's only at 7%. It's not up there at that 20-25%. Then you've got your traditional 80-10-10s. 10% bone, 10% fat. many of those blends in the 80-10-10 are going to have double proteins, going to have tripe in it. May have the Senior Pro has the chicken feet as the bone source, which is great. That's why it's called Senior Pro, because it has glucosamine chondroitin in it. Don't get stuck on one thing. Have fun with it. You can move around the spectrum. And hopefully you have a dog like mine who they don't give a rippity do which blend it is. They just are saying, give me my raw. My Lazzie gets up in bed every morning at 7 a.m., literally 7 a.m. And she's like, hello, it is time to feed the queen. to my husband's dismay. He's like, you trained her this way. Yeah, but I do the feeding most of the time. Yeah, it's super easy. Don't make it complicated. Supplements are great in, they're mostly whole food. So I love the Guts and Glory. I love the potency. It's a omega-3 that the dogs do not have to convert. It's in its simplest form for them. Green eggs, beautiful. Red Rover, Green Rover. I think that if you guys start seeing your dogs eating grass, I mean, number one, it's starting to bloom and taste good. Go ahead and get you some Green Rover as well. That's great stuff. You know, this is called variety, variety, variety for a reason. Variety in your proteins, variety in your supplements. It's a spice of life. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening today. I hope you have a great Monday. Tune in tomorrow with me and Julianne Lee talking about cruciate tears and how you can keep your dog healthy. Get your dog on a species-appropriate diet today. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.